It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Sound Kitchen flashback, a special program meant to keep your appetite up while the Sound Kitchen takes a little break. Today you'll hear a program which originally aired in May 2010. It's about a Frenchman, the late François Dautrême, who was a passionate collector of everyday Chinese objects. In a lovely exhibit displaying objects from his collection, I talked to the curator Jean-Paul Desroches, who was a frequent companion of Dautrême on his voyages to China. Hello, everyone. Susan Owensby here. Welcome to the Club 9516, The Sound Kitchen. Today, a trip to the Chinese countryside. Beautiful exhibit opened in Paris this past week called China, Celebration of the Earth. Sponsored by the EDF Foundation Diversitaire, it's a collaboration between Paris's Guimet Museum, the city's foremost museum of Asian arts, and the collection of the late François Dautrême, a passionate collector of everyday Chinese objects. Dautrême was fascinated by the Chinese love of the earth, which he saw reflected in not only their attachment to farming, but in their medicine, in their clothing, and in their crafts. As I said, the exhibit is lovely. Poetic is the way curator Jean-Paul Desroches, a frequent companion of Dautrême on his voyages to China, describes it. First, the EDF Foundation building itself, in a very busy part of Paris, is on a quiet, pedestrian-only street. You're jostled and bumped into on one of Paris's major boulevards, and then you turn onto this little alley you've never seen before. It's suddenly quiet, and you have what I call a Paris moment, when you think, okay, all this rushed, crowded, big city life is worth it. All the buildings on the street are classic Haussmannian architecture with the wrought iron balconies and mansard roofs, lovely as they can only be in Paris. And that's almost good enough. But then you enter the EDF Foundation space and you walk into a bamboo forest, complete with birds singing, water rushing. They've hung five deep, big, thick pieces of bamboo from the ceiling to the floor, creating a small exhibit space on the inside. They've even turned what are actually the building's big old ugly support pillars into part of the experience. They've all been delicately painted with scenes from everyday Chinese peasant life. The exhibit continues upstairs and down, and in one room are projections of some of the 40,000 photographs that collector François Dautrême took in China on his many voyages. Not only are your eyes bewitched, your ears are too. You hear the sound of trowels, of grain being ground, of rain, of birds. Sigh with relief and feel as if you can finally slow down and breathe deeply. Even if you're not interested in Chinese agricultural objects, once inside the Celebration of the Earth exhibit, you will be. It's marvelously peaceful and very artistic. I'm always interested by people with a passion. I asked curator Jean-Paul Desroches about this man, collector François Dautrême.
François Dautrême, he spent a long time in China. He spent approximately 40 years, not permanently, but every year he spent 2-3 months in China, and I have the great opportunity to travel with him. And he collects in the countryside, not interested for the modern city, in the countryside, a treasure of the daily life, and specifically about the small village. We go with him in all market, in every district from the Inner Mongolia to the south of China. and he spent a long time. He don't speak Chinese. Often I am his translator, but he immediately flair. What is the name?
He's
feeling. He have a feeling, huh? And immediately when he stay in China, everybody try to speak with him. He use his hand because he don't speak. But immediately, when we go in, for instance, in a countryside, in a farm, you know, where we give to him a seat, and immediately he have an exchange. He's genetically Chinese. Huh?
Okay.
And he loves the countryside, and with his feeling. And he tried to buy. It's a very simple object, but he has an extraordinary feeling. Huh? And now, at the end of his life, he has approximately 10,000 pieces of different approach. But most important for me is bamboo. Huh? Bamboo and agricultural instrument. And the direction of the exhibition is... bamboo, you see in introduction, we are reconstituting a forest of bamboo. But this forest of bamboo, for me, have a meaning, because the beginning of civilization in China, the beginning is near the river, the large river, north or south. And at the beginning, the Chinese open in the nature some place to introduce agriculture. Huh?
Jean-Paul Desroches, the curator of the exhibit China, Celebration of the Earth, at the EDF Foundation Diversitaire. I hope you enjoyed this Sound Kitchen flashback and that you'll be with me next week for the return of the quiz. You'll hear the answer to the question about the Berlin Marathon. Talk to you then. I'm Susan Owensby. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.